Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Bev, on this 27th day of July.
That's it.
Hallelujah.
We have a do not fear scripture for the day out of 2 Chronicles 20:15. 2 Chronicles 20:15 says, "He said, listen, King Jehoshaphat, and all who live in Judah and Jerusalem, this is what the Lord says to you. Do not be afraid or discouraged because of this vast army, for the battle is not yours, but God's."
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
We love that.
Yes, we do. And today, on the 27th day of July,
we're going to talk about, I will make you rich.
Wow.
No matter where you are, or what's going on in your finances or your life, this is the truth for you today. See, we believe there are times when God allows us to see one thing in scriptures so that he can show us something else. Isaiah 119:119 says, "If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat of the good of the land."
Mm.
Now, I've read and taught Isaiah 119 many times. However, I'll always remember the day when I first felt stirred to read that verse in something other than the King James Version. I read it in 8 translations, but the 9th one really got my attention. Isaiah 119:119, the Living Bible. "If you only let me help you, if you only obey, then I will make you rich."
Look at that.
Needless to say, honey, we got excited when we read that translation. But it was vastly different from the LA, or so I thought at first glance. Then I was rekindled, or reminded, I should say, that in biblical times, wealth, success, and wisdom of a person was often judged by the type of feast they prepared. The Lord brought this to my remembrance, the encounter between the Queen of Sheba and King Solomon.
Mm-hmm.
In 1 Kings 10, verses 4 and 5. 1 Kings 10, 4 and 5, Classic Amplified. "When the Queen of Sheba had seen all Solomon's wisdom and skill, the house that he'd built, the food on his table, the seating of his officials, the standing and attention of his servants, their apparel, his cupbearers, his ascent by which he went up into the house of the Lord for burnt offerings that he sacrificed, she was breathless and overcome." Now, I personally believe there's a great and eternal significance where every word is placed in scriptures. I realize there are those who might disagree, and that's their prerogative. When we all get to heaven, we can get the final revelation on the subject.
That's it.
In this scripture, the food on his table ranks right after King Solomon's wisdom, the house that he built for the Lord. A man's wealth and wisdom was judged by the presentation, variety, quality, and quantity of food that he served. When the prodigal son returned home, his father treated him with a great feast. There are a number of examples of how great events were celebrated with feasts, or how people ate the good of the land. As we meditated on the good of the land, several questions came to our minds.
Mm-hmm. First, whose land are we talking about? If the people are feasting off the good of their land, that obviously makes them landowners. And in biblical times, if you own land, it was a sign of wealth. Basically, there was no middle class at the time, so a person was either rich or poor. Second, if you were feasting off somebody else's land, then you were a person of significance, a person to whom honor and respect was given, actually. The kind of person for whom, like the Queen of Sheba, feasts were thrown in your honor. So needless to say, rich people would not have thrown a feast for a poor person or someone of insignificance. So the only conclusion is that the person who is eating the good of the land is either a wealthy landowner or an important person who's shown honor because of the position they have in life. We do think that the matters we've been discussing up to this point are of the greatest importance when looked at Isaiah 119. First, the King James Version says, "If you are willing and obedient." This is where things become a little more interesting. The Hebrew word here for willing is H14. H14, and it means to be willing to consent, desire. In other words, it means if you agree to, or if your desire is to do this. The Hebrew word for obedient is H8085, and it means to hear, listen, obey. It's significant that this word is found 1,161 times in 1,072 verses in the Hebrew Concordance of the King James Bible. In 786 uses of this word, it's translated as the word hear. It is also translated as hearken on 196 occasions and obey on 81. In essence, the verse is saying, if you desire to hear what I'm saying, then you will enjoy the good of the land. The Living Bible says it this way, if you will only let me help you, if you will only obey.
Wow.
When does God help us? Well, the answer could be simple. When we desire to listen to what he has to say and then follow his instructions. This is further evidenced by Isaiah 1:20, next verse, Living Bible. But if you keep on turning your backs and refusing to listen to me, you will be killed by your enemies. I, the Lord, have spoken. Wow. We're not talking about the ites the children had to face, you know, those Hittites and Jebusites and all that.
Amorites.
We're talking about the enemies you have to deal with every day. We're talking about, it could be debt or sickness or lack or depression. These are enemies that will kill you as quickly as an arrow, a spear, or a bullet of a natural enemy. Do you see this? We're suffering the consequences of death and defeat when we refuse to listen to our Heavenly Father.
What will allow us to eat the good of the land and become rich? By having an insatiable desire to listen to God and to follow his instructions. 2 Timothy 3:16-17. 2 Timothy 3:16-17 says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly finished to all good works. If something is profitable, it's going to be beneficial. The word profitable in Strong's Concordance is from a Greek word that means profitable, advantage. Now, seven words come to mind immediately. Read your Bible, do what it says. In Isaiah 1:19, the Living Bible says, if you only let me help you, if you will only obey, then I will make you rich. When the scripture says, if you only let me help you, if you only obey, it clearly means we have a choice. We can choose to follow God's instructions and reap the benefit. That would obviously be the smart choice. Or we can ignore God's instructions and suffer the consequences. Plainly spoken, that's the DNS response. You know what's DNS? Dumb and stupid. As we were typing these words, the Lord also brought to mind 2 Chronicles 26:5. 2 Chronicles 26:5, Classic Amplified. He set himself to seek in the days of Zechariah, who instructed him in the things of God. And as long as he sought, inquired of, yearned for the Lord, God made him to prosper. The word prosper, according to Strong's Concordance, is the Hebrew word H6743. H6743. And it means to make prosperous, to bring successful issue, to cause to prosper.
So what will cause us to be prosperous, successful, and rich? To seek and yearn for the wisdom of the Lord, to hear his voice. Job 36:11 says this, if they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures. That's a good one to personalize. If Lawrence obeys and serves him, Lawrence shall spend his days in prosperity and his years in pleasure.
Yes.
Got any others, honey?
Yeah, I do, as a matter of fact. If Denise obeys and serves him, Then he shall spend her days in prosperity and her years in pleasure.
Hallelujah. By the way, the word obey in Job 36:11 is the exact same Hebrew word for the word obedient found in Isaiah 1:19 that we've been going over and over. And as a reminder, it means to hear. So consider the Message Bible translation of Job 36:11. If they obey and serve him, they'll have a good long life on Easy Street. You gotta love the Message Bible. Interesting translation. But point being, if you want a long, good life where you are rich and eat off the good of your land and live on, well, Easy Street, then it would be scripturally wise to willingly hear and obey God's voice and his instructions for living. It doesn't mean that everything is going to be easy on Easy Street, because most of the time, the things that we learn the most from are when we go through a wake-up call, I call it. Then you realize how blessed you really are, because when things go south, then you go, whoa, I've been blessed. But point being is that we can obey and skip a lot of desperation that a lot of people really suffer from.
Yeah, I was reminded yesterday, or I should say last night, of an email that we got from Beverly.
Oh.
In Austin, Texas. She wrote, I praise God for you and the anointing God has given you to minister to his people. Thank you so much for the spiritual entrepreneur. It has blessed me more than you will ever know. God bless you and your fine wife, Bev, and your family to thousands of generations.
Well, I appreciate that.
Amen. I expect God's best for myself, my children, grandchildren, and family. In spiritual, relational, emotional, physical, and mental areas of our lives. I want to take the limits off God.
I pray that every day.
Hallelujah.
You do not want to. The children of Israel says in the Psalm, turn back and limited the Holy One of Israel.
That's it.
Never be a limiter of what God
wants. Not at all.
How bless you in your life. All right.
We want you to have a tremendous Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
We plan to.
Yes, we do.
And we expect it.
Yes, we do.
And we want you to
live
do the same.
Expectation.
Absolutely.
It's a choice.
So until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God. That's what makes you rich.
Amen.
Amen.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.